Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Ian Eagle, great to be with you for the return of the NFL on CBS. Dan Marino taking the field. How fitting that he would be on the same field as Manning would make his pro debut. Manning, perfect. End zone, touchdown, Indianapolis. It comes a little bit late, but still important for Manning to get that first score. They dump it down, Longley on the give and go. Michael Jordan is heating up. Pippen the dish, dropping the stuff. Pippen around a screen, drops it inside. Extra feed, Jordan in the air. Chance at a three-point play. The madness is real. Cummings, the drive. Nelly finishes. It's getting hot in here. It's March. Expect the unexpected. Nets looking for the win. Johnson the step back. That was real, and that was spectacular.
Let's send it downstairs. Get more from Evan Washburn. Evan, is that Gore-Tex?
Williams. He chucks it downfield.
One-handed grab by DJ Moore.
Wow, what a catch. Just incredible.
LaMarvelous. Five touchdowns on the day through the air for Lamar Jackson.
Marvelous, but add luck.
LaMarvelous.
Yeah.
And now Brown is off to the races. Hurdles, kicks a man, and a flag is thrown.
It's great when the mascots and cheerleaders get together.
Whoa! Engulfed.
That's not right.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce. Kelce finds a blank space for the score.
St. Rita High School here in Chicago. Same high school as Ray Manzarek for the Doors.
I think the health department here in Chicago might be a little concerned. You were deep dish, I apparently am thin crust.
You do have a thin crust.
Yeah, I've been told that.
Rain is possible, although there have been reports of some
wet weather in Evanston.
We're going to open up the phones in this Ask Gene segment. We have a call from Skokie. Go ahead, for Gene.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
You can check out coverage of Bears Steelers on CBS. Kickoff is at noon, and Ian Eagle is going to be on the call. So it is a treat for every Bears fan who is going to watch the game on CBS. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Bears Steelers at Soldier Field, noon on Sunday. Ian, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It felt like the video they play at your funeral. That was really nice.
Hey, man.
Really well done.
Thank you. That's our guy, Chris Tannehill, who we believe is the best in this business at doing that. You're the Seinfeld theme under Real and Spectacular, a little Taylor for Blank Space, right? It's like it was all there. And, of course, the Ray Manzarek. We appreciate the full depth and breadth of your references and everything. And I mean, it's for anybody who doesn't know, the son of entertainers is Ian Eagle. Like, all this stuff is in there. You get to use all of it. What a joy to get to use all of that stuff in the ball games you do, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like I was a subscriber to People Magazine and Entertainment Weekly for 25 years when that was still a thing. So it has to go towards something. I didn't get the doctor's office discount. I was paying a fair rate at the time, so I feel as if I committed all this time and energy on airplanes reading these dopey magazines, there should be some carryover for what we do on the air.
It really is a thing, Ian, because I joke all the time that perhaps I should have taken these talents to law school at some point, like having all of this stuff in my head, all of these different things that I reference. But apparently I found the thing that I love, and I love that you found it too, and you're okay with dropping that stuff inside of what is a fun job and a great experience of calling football or basketball.
Yeah, I don't want to mislead you to think, yeah, this guy should have worked for NASA. He is genius.
No.
I just had a retention for unnecessary minutiae.
Yeah.
Who was the sixth lead on Three's Company? That helped nobody in America whatsoever, but it's somehow embedded into my brain.
God, I'm trying to come. I know, I'm trying to come. Larry Dallas, it could be.
Yeah, it's got to be Larry Dallas,
Richard
that you're talking
Klein,
about.
Klein.
Yeah, that's
Larry Dallas.
Yeah, no, that's that's all of us. I'd be terrified for the space program if you worked for NASA. Absolutely terrified.
I mean, now that Ian has sent us down this road, remember when it was like a very special episode of Three's Company where we found out that Larry was Greek and they did like the whole thing at the Greek restaurant?
Yeah. Now that moved me as a child. I didn't realize what was inside me at that point that I needed and had a quench of knowledge for my Greek brethren. That changed everything for me.
Well, this is why Bears fans are tuning in. It's Spiegel and Holmes right here on 670 The Score. Ian's doing NBA tonight. What do you got? Nuggets, Rockets on Amazon Prime? I mean, it's a really good show, man. That's a really, really good studio show. They've got chemistry. You guys are onto something. But let's get to the Bears. Are you a man who has interviewed myriad coaches through these years as impressed by Ben Johnson as we are?
Yeah, big time. Big time. It's our second Bears game, and both production meetings have lived up to it. He is direct. He is exceptionally smart. He is very honest. He answers your question. He doesn't give you a word salad as to how much time he can fill so he can move on to the next question. He's been excellent, and obviously the results are what they are. And I think a lot of it is the fact that he is very strong in his messaging. The players are buying in. You never have to apologize for winning. I know sometimes we view things through a different lens, but within that locker room, within that facility, I do think things are changing and changing for the better. Whether or not these guys can remain a legitimate option as a team that could make a run in the playoffs? I don't know, but I do know that there's a different vibe around this team than there was in previous years.
His honesty and his willingness to like live in the truth, I feel like it's a really good match for a young quarterback. I don't know if it's going to work, but I feel like I'd bet on that guy with a young quarterback.
Yeah, and I think both sides are certainly trying to make it work. And that's the one thing through all these years of doing this job. When you sit down with quarterbacks, when you sit down with coaches, sometimes there's body language that indicates what they're saying isn't what they really mean. Sometimes there's off-the-record comments that come in that give you a better sense that, ooh, this may not be a great pairing. I haven't felt that at all. And Caleb, in the two meetings that we've had with him, I think he's been pretty honest about where he is and what he's trying to do and the growth that has happened, but the growth that still needs to happen within this offense. They're both saying all the right things. I think they're both doing all the right things. The Baltimore game that we worked was certainly not the one that you would put up as an example of how far this team has come. But since that point, I have a lot of respect for how they've gone about their business, how resilient they are. You can't live in that world forever. It's going to come back and haunt you. At some point, when they take a lead, they have to build on that lead. But for the short term, I really believe there's been legitimate progress between those two.
Bird, you gave a voice to a little bit of it. I'm curious, what questions do you still have about the Bears, and what questions have you heard other people in football still have about the Bears?
Well, let's start with the defense, because it's been an all-or-nothing mentality, and that's fine. When you're feasting, that's great. When you're coming up with interceptions and turnovers and punch-outs, you can win ball games based on that. But when you have to actually dig in and get into the thick of a fourth quarter where that's not working, the Baltimore game as an example, then what can you lean on in those moments? And there's been a little bit of famine at times defensively where you just don't know if this group can truly hang with some of the best offensive teams in the NFL. But the numbers still back them up in what they're doing on takeaways, and I do think that is contagious, and there is a belief on that defense that they have a knack, and it just might be one of those years where they're the team that figures it out from a turnover standpoint. Offensively, look, at some point, there's going to have to be some more dynamic plays downfield. Catch and run is great, and checkdowns work. The running game is outstanding. The fact that you can now interchange Swift and Menungai and feel confident with either guy in there. Menungai has been a revelation. There's no way anybody expected a seventh-round pick to play that kind of role that he has, certainly over the last 4 weeks. And they're getting by on the offensive line, and it's going to be tested again. It looks like that left tackle position, there might be a new player in there based on the injury to Benedett, and it could be the rookie Trapillo gets his opportunity, and they believe in him, and Caleb believes in him. That's all great on paper and in theory, but you're still going to have to go against a physical Pittsburgh defense, and they're going to be tested, seriously tested, on Sunday.
Yeah, it's we're worried about that test with all those pass rushers on the edge. And then the scout team quarterback that the Steelers brought in, who does the Caleb move, the quick 1-2 with his feet and the spin. Like, Mike Tomlin's just damn good. He's never had a losing season. It's astonishing. Do you know why?
I know why, because I've probably done 30 Steeler games in the last X number of years with Mike Tomlin as the head coach. There's a presence there. There's a command. There's a real sense of how to get the best out of his players. I think that's a real thing when you're trying to evaluate head coaches at this level. Mike Vrabel, to me, is a great example of that. Their personnel has not changed dramatically. There have been some changes, of course, with New England. But what's changed is the head coach and his comportment and how he deals with things and how he problem solves and how he presents to his team. I think Mike Tomlin fits in that category. Just has a certain way about him, and he carries himself in a manner that is extremely confident, and he leads, and that has been highly effective. Look, within the roster right now, it's not the best Steeler team that we've seen under Mike Tomlin. They're getting by. They're finding some ways here and there. But I don't know if there's been this general belief around the NFL that the Steelers can win the whole thing. But they can win on Sunday. They've proven that. They can win on Sunday. And I don't know who's starting at quarterback. That's a real thing right now, whether or not Aaron Rodgers is going to be in there or if Mason Rudolph is going to be playing the position. So if you're Chicago, you just have to be ready for both. The one positive is that it's not a huge difference physically. You're not talking about going from someone that is a pocket passer to someone that is going to find a way to beat you out on the edges or with their legs. That's not the case. So I think the preparation will be similar, but there's a difference in resume and there's a difference in presence, no doubt about it.
I kept thinking if he was going to play this year, that teaming him up with Mike Tomlin felt like a really good mix because the respect is built in. Yeah. How has this thing worked so far for Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it's worked behind the scenes. I think he's having a blast. He likes the tenor of the team and the group. He and Arthur Smith have found some common ground. Their personnel groupings with the XL package and what we've seen from Darnell Washington, that's a name that you need to know, not just for this Sunday, but moving forward. I think this guy's going to be a legitimate factor in the NFL. He is a mammoth human being. He finally acknowledged, not that he had been asked about it and he was demure about it, but he was on a podcast. I'm on Ross St. Brown's podcast and was asked, how much do you weigh? Because we go off the figures that they provide. And I said to JJ, literally the first game of the season, we had the Steelers. I said, there's no way this dude's 264. He's like, no shot. He's 311. He's 311 pounds. And he's playing tight end. He's not just one of those extra offensive linemen that you throw in for the jumbo package. He's a weapon, and he is scary. He is lethal, and he is going to be a factor, no doubt about it, in this game against Chicago.
J.J. Watt, your partner, Ian Eagle, is better than I expected this quickly. And a lot of people, I think, share that opinion. I didn't mean it as a backhanded compliment. are there direct mentorship lessons? Do you take them out on Thursdays with the dry erase board and talk about stuff? Is there a lunch where, like, I mean, what's it been like? You've worked with so many people. This is a newbie. He's really good already.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it wasn't backhanded. You didn't say, like, hey, JJ, you're really good. I didn't think you would be. He is. He's really good because he puts in the work. He's got a great sense of awareness on the TV side. That's the part that you never know until someone puts on the headset. You got 500 things happening at once. There are multiple people talking to you while the play is going on. They have all these feeds into your monitors. You have 12 seconds to make your point, and you want to make a good one because you only get a certain number of at-bats over the course of the game. My whole approach in doing this job has been, what can I do to make the person next to me feel comfortable? And that's not just from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the early window in the East Coast. It's the weekend. It's the entire time. It's at the production meetings. It's at the dinners or the lunches or the rides over to the hotel. That's a big part of this job. And if you want to have chemistry on the air, there needs to be a friendship and a relationship off the air. So the way I've always tried to view this position is we're being judged as a team. We're not being judged individually. And once you get to that headspace, and he got it very quickly, it really has been a pleasure. He is into it. He wants to be great at this. And I think he's applied the same tenets that he did as a player to now as a broadcaster. It's really been a blast.
Well, I always enjoyed him when he was in the studio, and I was wondering how it would translate to him calling games. You've worked with so many different partners in a bunch of different sports. What's something that can connect all of that tissue when you think about who the best analysts are that you work with? What do they have in common?
I think the one common thread is relatability. And I know this is probably as cliche as it gets, and you guys understand it because it's real for the two of you. When someone gets in the car, you want them to feel like they're part of what you're doing, not that they're just listening, but that they feel like they're part of it in some way. And I think that is a huge aspect of the on-air portion of these games. The games are happening. The games are going to happen whether the announcers are in there or not. No matter who's calling the game is happening. The goal is to hopefully enhance the moment, meet the moment, and then not get in the way of the really big moments. Can you complement it? So, you know, I shared that with JJ before we even started. And I just think he has an acute awareness. In addition, he is really passionate about football. He loves it. He loves the game. And to me, that needs to come across. That's part of resonating with the audience. It's no different than doing games with Bill Raftery, which I was so fortunate to do early in my career with the Nets. Everything that you hear on the air is part of a bigger picture for Bill. He's been a basketball junkie his whole life, and it comes out in different ways. And the sayings, the phrases, the guttural reactions, they're all real. They're all coming from an authentic place. And I think JJ has followed a very similar path. He loves the game, and you can feel that.
Ian, there's always one. One of our texters to the show says his name was Larry Dallapoussis. He shortened it to Larry Dallas to sell cars. Yeah. And the texter loves that episode, remembers all of that from memory. So that's our target audience. Good job. Well done.
That's it. Now, we nailed it. Now, if you can, ask the texter about the transition to Priscilla Barnes as Terry. Were they okay with that?
I was not.
That was tough for a lot of viewers.
It was controversial.
Very tough.
I had a hard time.
Very tough.
Myself, yeah. Oh, it was difficult.
These are rough times for sure.
Even now,
Bird, have a great call on Sunday, man. We appreciate you jumping on and being weird with us.
Thank you, Ian.
Anytime. And thank God you don't work for NASA. Let's just leave it at that.
Nor you.
It is the truth.
Yes. Thank
you, Ian. It is definitely the truth. Oh, I don't
see
remember.
You guys.
See you, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.